The 2023 NFL draft class showcased and proved that running backs still have value and they still matter. Now let's fast forward to 2024 and summer scouting. Does that statement still ring true? Is there enough names, enough talent, enough depth for NFL teams to select a running back or two on day one and day two of the NFL draft next April? We'll discuss all of that next on the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Locked On family? Welcome back to the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast, your daily podcast covering your favorite draft prospects. Part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your boy, Damian Parson, always on the ones and twos. You can find me on Twitter at DP_NFL. I'm a national scout with the Draft Network and your favorite and local running back guru. Typically, the champ is with me, as you guys already know. Keith is typically with me, my boy Keith Sanchez, which you can find him on Twitter at The Talent Code as well. But, you know, he's traveling with family, so I decided to go solo dolo and take care of business. And, I mean, is it a little selfish for me to talk running backs by myself? Maybe. We're gonna get really into the summer scouting and keep that rolling, guys, talking about RB sleepers. Is the 2024 class better or greater than 2023? And who was RB1? We're going to get into all of that, guys. But before we do that, let's talk about FanDuel. This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of the NFL. Make every moment more. Just visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. And as always, guys, to every single one of you, thank y'all for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today, every day, Monday through Friday. You know what you are, your family, and you're the everydayer. So we appreciate y'all wholeheartedly for that. But yeah, the question right now, guys, who is RB1? Last year we knew, right? It was Bijan Robinson. We knew that 2 years in advance that there was no running back that could truly take that throne from Bijan. Now, I will say, as we saw during the 2023 NFL draft, that Jahmyr Gibbs was not too far off where he was, you know, Jahmyr went, I believe, 13 with the Lions trading down. So he was like 12 or 13, if I remember correctly. And of course, Bijan went 8 to the Atlanta Falcons. So they were only a few picks short of each other, right? But, you know, again, when you really look at what has transpired, really what has gone on with the running backs, and you look at this class, one of my prevailing thoughts, I'm going to tell you guys straight up, like how I really view it and how I feel. This class has a lot of size. Like, I feel like last year there were more just kind of scat, dynamic backs, stuff like that. Of course, the biggest body was Zach Charbonnet, who went in the second round. Of course, Bijan, you know, well-built body himself. But there were a lot of, you know, people criticized Jahmyr Gibbs for being only, 1 point shy, you know what I mean? 1 pound shy of 200. But then you had like the Tajay Spears, who was like 205, and the Devin Achane's. Of course, you had Tank Bigsby, who was another back. But when you look at this class, and guys, I'm telling you right now, the 2024 class, potentially, it's just a lot of NFL caliber bodies. And I think that's what's so appealing to me. If I'm going to be completely honest, is how, you know, and I'm not one of those guys that I don't care about size as much, you know, in terms of, you know, players, you know, weighing and measuring in at a certain height as much. But for NFL teams and people, you know, in the draft community, when you look at, I can rattle off the first couple of names that come to mind. And, you know, over at Ohio State, Trevion Henderson, who has, to me, NFL size himself at 5'10". Lists around 214, 210 to 215. And he's, you know, kind of stout kid, young man, built pretty well. Also, low center of gravity, and he can finish runs hard. But then you look at the, you know, before I get into the bigger bodies, but then you go and you look at a guy like Blake Corum, who a lot of people felt like he should have come out last year, but it was the injury going back. You know, some said that NIL played a part as well, but he's 5'8", around 210 pounds. Right. So he doesn't handle the height perspective, but in threshold. But at the same time, He's another stout, well-built, low center gravity, hard, tough runner. You know, Will Shipley is 5'11", 205, right? Even you know, a guy in granted, 6 foot, 6 foot one is well enough in the range of the NFL, but, you know, Donovan Edwards, listed around 6 foot, 6'1", at 205 pounds. But then you get into these bigger bodies, guys, and this is where – that's why this conversation is so – it's so fun for me in terms of who is RB1, because you have Raheem Rocket Sanders, 6'2", 227. He down at Arkansas, he sports that number five. And I might age myself a little bit here, but he sports that number five. You know what that number five at Arkansas reminds me of? Darren McFadden, Run DMC, baby. Darren McFadden was an absolute boss hog, you know, down for the Hogs himself at Arkansas, you know, a while ago, over 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, that's what it reminds, you know, and every time I see that five on the back of Sanders, I think about the dominance we saw with the Wild Hog, which is Arkansas's version of the Wildcat, where he's, in, you know, Darren McFadden in the shotgun and that speed and that power and that height and size. And then you look at Raheem Rocket Sanders, it's at 6'2", 227, you know, almost 230 pounds and estimated to run in the 4.4, 4.5s. Like, that's incredible. That's incredible size and speed. And you look at Braylon Allen, over at Wisconsin, 6'2", 235, right? He may not have the speed and burst of a Raheem Sanders, but talk about a guy that I believe, if I remember correctly, he's naturally a I believe he came in as a linebacker. And you see it in his run style. He's physical. He's aggressive. Downhill thumper. Just really likes to engage and create contact and really make you feel him. He's not a guy that's going to have the tone set against him. He's going to set the tone. So you have to pay attention to guys like that, you know, when you're a defensive player. But down at Florida State, me and Keith have talked about Florida State in numerous ways, guys. And you look at Trey Benson, 6'1", 215, almost 220 pounds. And you talk about another physical downhill thumper, a guy that's really, really aggressive, has a nasty stiff arm, hard to tackle. So there's numerous bodies. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, man, like Carson Steele, I'm going to talk about him, you know, again later on, but 6'1", 215, another bigger body running back that just really that you want to keep your eyes on. So when you talk about who is RB1, there is no definitive RB1. This battle may be the funnest battle of all the battles. Well, I know quarterbacks don't always have everybody's attention, but, man, you got to keep your eyes on these running back guys. I'm telling you, family, listen, this running back class has a lot of talent, and it's going to be a lot of fun when you really get to see who's going to separate from the pack. It's like those horse races, right? It's that down that, you know, or a track meet, the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash. Come around that curve as we get into late October, November, and, you know, and see who finishes strong, who's going to come across the line and lean across the tape of sorts to say, I am RB1. Because there's a lot of talent. You know, Travion Henderson can catch the ball out of the backfield. Donovan Edwards, another guy, catches the ball out of the backfield. Will Shipley can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, Blake Corum can as well. And then you got those guys that look like I'll call them my hop off the busers, right? They hop off the bus, and you know that's a football player. You know what I mean? Like those you hear football players. I think it was Nick Chubb when he first got to Cleveland as a rookie, and he, you know, from Georgia. And I think there's a clip of him in the in the airport, and a fan guy walks up to him and says, "Hey, man, do you play football?" That's the type of guys that you will have in this draft class, guys. But listen, we're going to get into – you talk about draft classes. I got a question I'm going to pose to y'all. I'm going to give you my take, and I want to hear y'all's take too. But about these two classes, the 2024-2023, and we're going to get into that next right after this. Make a fast break to FanDuel during the NBA playoffs, because right now new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That is correct. No-sweat first bet up to $1,000, because that's $1,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Guys, with FanDuel, you get great promotions every day, a safe, secure, and super easy-to-use app, and you get paid instantly. I'm telling you, that's what you really, really want to hear. You get paid immediately. That's really what matters, is getting that money right away after you win. And there's no better place to bet on all the NBA playoff action than America's number one sportsbook, which is FanDuel, guys. So with the Eastern and Western Conference Finals in action right now, go ahead and tap in with FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/lockedon and get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. All right, family. Again, I got teased. Like I told you at the end of segment one, the question is 2024, the 2024 running back class, is it better than the 2023? And part of my argument is based off what I said in the first segment. I'm going to say yes in terms of this with a caveat. I say yes. And the reason why I say yes with so much conviction and belief, 2023, people felt like there weren't a lot of RB1s, right? You had Bijan, Jameer, Zach Charbonnet, who's essentially RB2 going to Seattle. Tank Bigsby, you know, is an RB1, but he's RB2 going to Jacksonville, right? Tajay Spears, you know, there was talks about his ACL, stuff like that, but he's going to be RB2 in Tennessee. So you look at him like, man, were there a lot of RB1s? And a lot of times, you know, again, size plays, you know, the frame, man, being 6'2", or, you know, under 6 foot, you know, 205 pounds, that does play a part. And when you have so many in this class, all the different body types that are up above the 5'11", 6 foot range and over 210 pounds, man, that gets NFL teams excited. Because at the end of the day, when you think about what we're seeing right now in the NFL with what we saw last year with defensive schemes, teams like the Miami Dolphins, right, with the Lambos, with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, and then with Tyreek Hill, you know, not even just last year, but the year before last as well, with Tyreek Hill, when he was in Kansas City, what the team started doing? Playing too high. They're playing too high safeties. No, not a lot of cover one. With one high safety, what we call middle of the field closed. No one's more middle of the field open with two safeties back. Teams are willing to play man-to-man and play kind of trail technique where the cornerbacks are playing underneath and trailing and trying to make tight windows for the quarterbacks to throw into. Excuse me. And then what happened? We saw teams start offenses say, you know what? We're going to counter this thing. And how we're going to counter this thing? With the run game. We're going to run the ball at you. Power, zone. We're going to get into the teeth of the defense. And remember now, history repeats itself. Same thing with clothing, right? You know, back in with the 80s, I was born in 89. I was actually alive during the 80s to see what was going on. But remember when the high top fade was there, right? Well, it went away, right? And different things of that nature, the track suits and all this stuff like that. Guess what? It came back. It just came back, man. Music, same thing. Historical trends. The past always repeats itself typically. So what does that mean? It means that while, yes, it's a passing league, if you're going to continue to play undersized fronts and getting the Kalijah Kansas and all these different 285-pound defensive tackles, teams are going to tell their 310, 320-pound guards and their 310-pound center, let's get physical. Let's be aggressive. Let's be powerful. Let's move these smaller defensive tackles off the ball, and let's get to the second level. So when you can bring out a Raheem Sanders off of your bench as a rookie, right, and he's your starting back, and he walks out of that huddle, and some of these linebackers in the NFL are like, bro, he's the same size as me. Or, you know what I mean? And you look at a Braylon Allen at 6'2", 235, 240. These linebackers, some of these outside linebackers, some of these defense stand-up defensive ends, he's the same size as them. So you look at the situation and you ask, what do I have in the 2024 class? You have more prototypical models in terms of size that will give you potential RB1 candidates. When you look at the games, now, like I said, we're just introducing these names to you guys. I haven't gotten into all these guys. I have Travion Henderson in my region. I've already watched Blake Corum. I can tell you now, he's an absolute dog. Cutting ability, patience, his run ability, what he gives you in the passing game, the ability to jump cut in and exchange gaps and get on the outside and just make plays happen. The stat that yards created yards created over expectation, or however you word that stat, he fits the mold for that stat, because even if it's not blocked correctly, he can make it correct. He can correct it because of his lateral agility, his footwork, his vision, his patience, man. So you look at a guy like that, Donovan Edwards, you know, his teammate, Jaquest Hunter, you know, at 5'10", 202. Another guy, you know, down at Auburn who should get most of the carries. Now that, you know, Tank Bigsby is no longer there. Trey Benson, Trey Benson's a guy that I absolutely love the potential of as a RB1, 6'1", 215. The lateral agility, he kind of gives you that Eric Dickerson, Derrick Henry, high upright, kind of high shoulder posture running style. But at the same time, guys, this young man has good footwork. He's quick. He's got good speed and open field for almost a 220-pound back. You know, like I said, and Raheem doesn't have the nickname Rocket for nothing, right? You know what I mean? They're expecting him to run 4.4s. He doesn't have the nickname Rocket for anything. And for nothing, he's able to explode him and run past defenses as well. So, guys, I'm telling you right now, when I say this, I say it with confidence. I think from the aspect of how, you know, we have more potential RB1 candidates for teams. Right. That's why the RB1 discussion that I just had, I said there's no definitive one because there's multiple guys that can fit this mold. Think, you know, me and Keith talked about Trevion Henderson on an older podcast we were on last year around this time coming into the summer. Or during the summer, and the name that we thought about was like a LaDainian Tomlinson in terms of the running style, the pass catching ability. LT is a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying that he's going to be LT, but he just kind of gave us those vibes. So, man, listen, there's so many talented backs that it just all depends on the flavor on who's going to be RB1. But I believe that there's multiple guys that can step into the room in the NFL room and say, I'm the most talented back in here. I'm the guy that can carry this team. If you want 25 to 30 touches, Raheem Sanders, Braylon Allen, Trey Benson, those are the type of guys that say, I can do that. Trevion Henderson is the guy to say, I can do that. It's going to be a mixed bag of the touches where it may be, 15 to 18 carries along with 5 to 7 receptions. Nonetheless, you can give them 20 plus carries. Donovan Edwards has a chance and a body type to do that. And we saw him really carry that run game and that offense towards the end of last year from Michigan when Blake Corum had the leg injury, right? So all I'm saying is I do believe that the RB class, I think it's better. I'm just saying, I think it's better. I think in that realm, I think 2024 could be and probably will be greater than 2023. But guys, we're going to get into the sleepers. You know what we like to tell you? Wake up. We're going to talk about some names that I haven't discussed yet right after this. It's time to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. I have some more names for running backs that you got to know, that you need to be aware of. Because again, this is what I do. I'm your favorite and local running back guru. I don't lie to you for nothing, guys. So a name that really, you know, I talked about his teammate a couple times so far for Ohio State with Trevion Henderson. But Mayan Williams, 5'9", 225, physical, strong, fights for extra yards. A guy that can run the inside zone. He can run outside zone stuff as well and be a one-cut guy. Get the shoulder square and lower the boom, you know, and run through arm tackles. Nice physicality to his game. He may not give you the most explosive running style or anything like that, and all the agility and, you know, all the precision cuts and jukes and whatnot, those highlight moves. But this is a young man that you got to keep your eyes on, because I think that they will still split carries. I think Trevion, if healthy, gets the majority of them. But this is another name to know, ladies and gentlemen. Audric Estime, I think I pronounced that right. Another bigger body guy, 5'11", 229, 225 to 220, almost 230 pounds. Physical, quicker than you expect, a little more smoother run style, can really run between the tackles and bang in the paint. A guy that I believe when you think about what he's going to be able to bring to your offense, especially in the low red zone, on those money down short yardage, he's going to have some real success, in my opinion, because he has that physicality and that body type, just really sturdy, rocked up frame up top, and he's well built from top to bottom, guys. So another one of Roman Hemby. 6 foot, 200 pounds. Again, guys, the size and build of these running backs, it's legitimate. It's NFL caliber. A lot of NFL caliber guys. Someone who's been a big play threat for the Maryland Terps offense. Can really open it up in open field. He brings some aggressiveness to his run style as well. Can't wait to get into his tape fully and do a deep dive. Another guy, Montrell Johnson, down in Florida. We know that, you know, when you talk about what's the best supporting cast members for the movie, that was Anthony Richardson's 2022 college football season down in Florida for the Gators. It was the two running backs. It was Trevor Etienne, Travis Etienne's little brother. And then it was this guy, Montrell Johnson, 5'11", 218, 220. You talking about an old school thumper? This young man plays physical, violent, aggressive, and I absolutely love it. You know, he's probably going to run the 4.5s. So is open field speed good enough? I think it is. It's more. I care more about that 5 to 10-yard burst. Can you get through the second level and get me 15 to 20? Yes, being able to turn 20 yards into 70 in a touchdown, absolutely love it. But if you can keep me going where we can knock off 10, 15 yard runs, I mean, you think about Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was never a 40, 50 yard running back. That was never his game. He was always going to get caught. But to be able to win and keep that Steelers offense and the chains moving, 7. First and 10, he gets 7. You know what I mean? 2nd and 3, he gets 10. Those type of things is what you want to see and what you want to be able to have in terms of having your running backs be able to do the dirty work and do multiple things for your offense. Guys, I mean, you know, listen, you talk about a name, Idre Smith at Stanford, a guy that is that's the son of Emmitt Smith. Talented guy. I know speed is not his biggest thing, but patience, footwork, vision. Very similar to his dad, you know what I mean? 6'2", 210, another NFL prototypical size guy. Another guy that I really like, and I'm going to say this here. I think Bucky Irving is going to be the Tajay Spears of the 2024 NFL draft class. 5'10", a 195, electric, explosive. He runs hard, great cuts. He has little wasted movement, can catch the ball in the backfield as well. Man, I really like this kid, and I think what we saw from Tajay, I think we could see that from Bucky Irving down in Oregon. A couple other names here that I want to highlight. Marshawn Lloyd. Listen, South Carolina fans are not going to be happy that he's gone. 5'9", 212, electric kid. I believe he was a 5-star recruit, one of the better running backs in the nation, but he got banged up early with knee injuries. And now we saw, go to YouTube and go watch the USC. He transferred to USC with the Trojans and Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams. And watch I think it was their spring game, and he looks like the high school version of himself. And, man, that's scary over there with Relique Brown. That's a dynamic duo. And that's another running back that you need to know. But my last guy I want to, one of my last guys I want to mention, Kendall Milton. You know, Georgia always has running backs. They keep a stable. 6'1", 220, again, prototypical NFL size, man. And now he should be the RB1 with some younger guys flanking him and backing him up. And if he can go out there and shine, Kenny McIntosh, who I had graded as like a 3rd-round pick, late day 2, early day 3, went, late day 3, 7th round, didn't test his best and everything. But Kendall Milton is probably a better runner in terms of between the tackles, being more physical, having that size that you want, and that physicality. So, and then Rasheen Ali, 6'2", 11. Again, as I continue to say, the size, NFL caliber, for Marshall, another, NFL type of guy who runs with low pads, explosive, got good speed and open field. So guys, I'm telling you right now, I promise you, you want to know who these guys are. I gave you a lot of names because you know me, I try to keep you guys up to date and do a deep dive and show that range. What do me and Keith always tell you? We Steph Curry, we Damian Lillard out here. You know what I mean? We pulling up from 30 in terms of being able to dive deep into the well for running backs. So, stay tuned with us, guys, because we got a lot more coming. We will get into we actually did, a mock draft for 2024. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. So please come back tomorrow. As always, we appreciate y'all. As we always tell you, go subscribe and follow for free on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts to get the latest episode as soon as it's available. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to get into our way too early. We dropped it right after the 2023 NFL draft, way too early 2024 mock draft. We're going to get into the best, the worst, and the sleeper picks out of that draft. So as always, we thank y'all for making Locked On NFL Draft the first listen today and every day. You guys are family, and we appreciate y'all for being our everydayers. I can't say it enough. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Even though Keith is not here, in terms of Twitter, you can follow him, Keith Sanchez, at The Talent Code. I'm Damian Parson, DP underscore NFL. Come and join the conversation again tomorrow on the Locked On Podcast Network.